Yeah. Now, in the Theravada tradition, mindfulness often refers to just that bare awareness of what is happening in this context. In the context of developing concentration, I really noticed in Jinlan Rinpoche's book, he made a very clear distinction, and he was saying in that context, contemplation isn't just being aware of what's going on, but when you're aware, also being able to apply the antidote, mindfulness. Okay? So that the mindfulness isn't just being aware I'm angry and watching, but it's also kind of trying to be mindful of what the antidote is as well. So you might start contemplating the antidote, and you'd start being mindful of the antidote. Okay? So different traditions handle things in different ways, and different people will in different ways too. Some people, when anger arises, they find it completely okay just to sit there and say anger and watch anger. Okay? For me, I can't do that unless I've gone through the whole process of recognizing why my anger is a complete hallucination, because I'm thinking in a totally wrong way. Okay? And so I have to sit and really think about all the meditations on patience and look at the situation this way and look at the situation that way and apply the antidote, and then the anger starts to subside. And then if the anger comes again on the same topic, if I, you know, the way my mind works, if I've really understood it deeply, then that time I can just sit and watch the anger. But if my mind again gets involved in it, because I wasn't mindful of the anger early enough, then I might have to really start playing with the antidotes again and thinking in a different way. Depends. You know, each situation is really different in how involved the mind is. Okay? You mean thinking that that's what you should be, or actually getting yourself into that state? You mean kind of taking all your thoughts and saying, shut up! Yeah. And then just sitting there, like that.
Quick question.
I think maybe instead of judging the thoughts and judging the feelings, just look at the laboratory, do the research, look at what's going on, instead of saying, I shouldn't be doing this, this is all wrong, I've got to make a change. Okay? I mean, look at what's going on, and as you look, you know, you can start to recognize how the anger is a really, you know, how what its disadvantages are and how it's unrealistic. Okay? So you don't have to sit there and do a big shut up in your mind. You mean feelings as I'm using it in the second of the post person? Yeah, that's referring to pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral feeling. Okay? So, well, there can be physical or there can be mental also. Okay, so physical is when you stub your toe, just the unpleasant feeling of what it feels like when you stub your toe, or the unpleasant feeling of when you're falling asleep. No, you're watching, the placement on the body is you're watching the sensation, and then on the feeling, I mean, these things are like all, it's not like nice, neat little categories. Yeah. Okay, here's the sensation, here's the feeling, here's the feeling. Okay? You know, because our mind, we mush everything up together. And so it's just starting to become aware of all these things that often, very often seem to be happening at the same time. Yeah? So, I mean, try sometimes focusing on the sensation of, you know, okay, you bump into something. Focus on the sensation of how it kind of feels tingly and how it feels, you know, how it feels when you bump into something. And then switch it to, you know, well, does this feel pleasant or unpleasant? Okay, and pay more attention to the pleasant or unpleasant thing. Okay? And I mean, those things are very, very close, aren't they? Kind of slightly different emphasis. And that's the physical feeling side. Okay? Like when you're angry, you know, you get even physical sensations, don't you? I mean, maybe you can feel your temples like this, and you can feel kind of the skin getting hot, and you can feel the energy. Okay, so that there's a physical sensation. And there might be a pleasant or unpleasant physical sensation. I mean, this is something to do research on. When the adrenaline starts pumping, is there a pleasant physical sensation? I don't know. I mean, this is something we should watch. Yeah? I mean, just be mindful. Maybe we'll see, you know, whoever gets angry this way. nobody will. And just what happens when the adrenaline starts going is there is physically, is it pleasant or unpleasant? And then as you're getting angry, is there a pleasant or unpleasant feeling? Is the anger, what does the anger feel like? Okay, what's the feeling of the anger? What does it feel like to be angry?
Anger is a pleasant sensation.
Okay. There's, when I say feeling in this context, see the word feeling is so confusing. Because feeling we're using just in terms of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. I wish there were a better word, because feeling in English we usually think of emotions, don't we? You know, but what it's meaning is just focusing on the pleasant or unpleasant. And then with the anger, okay, you might feel the anger and feel the sensation of the anger, and then also watch if that's pleasant or unpleasant in and of itself. Yeah. You know, what in the mind? Okay, you can watch how anger is in your body, and then watch what anger is in your mind. I mean, see, the thing is, we're so unused to watching, and they all happen at the same time. And we're usually in the mode of reacting to them. But just to get ourselves to slow down for a minute, and well, what's going on in my body when I'm angry? And what does my mind feel like? And here I don't mean feel, but you know, just what's the tone of my mind? How do I recognize anger? And is there something else mixed in with the anger? What kind of anger is it? Because there's some anger that's more on the resentment side, and other anger that's on the hatred side, and other anger that's on the frustration side. And other anger that's on the irritation side, and other anger that's on the judgment side, and other anger that's on the critical side. So, you know, look, there's many different kinds of anger. Yeah. How do you identify them? What's going on?
I guess,
yeah. Okay. Well, you know, go back to that situation that happened to me a few days ago with all this stuff coming up about what all these people think about me. Well, then, I mean, the faith and devotion came in there is, well, these people have been practicing for a while. And they wouldn't keep coming back if the practice wasn't working for them. And if it's working for them, then I can relax more around them, because this is just completely my own mental creation. So there was some faith and trust in these people. And also some recognition that I wasn't that important, that they were going to spend so much time thinking bad thoughts about me. You know, they have better things to think about. Okay. But it's true in all of these. I mean, I'm talking about them like they're all these kind of nice, isolated little individual events. But this is just kind of a schematic framework using words that's just a description. Okay, this is just a description, the whole thing is. What we have to do is turn on that thing of mindfulness and just watch what's happening. Watch what's going on. You know, we don't have to try and kind of make it too much like this. But because there's a lot of things going on and they change very, very quickly. And they go back and forth very, very quickly. There's a thing of what I do is sometimes I recognize the anger, and then I recognize that there might be some element of something that's understandable in a factual way, but that is something different from my anger about the situation. Okay, like maybe somebody stole my wallet. Okay, so somebody stole my wallet. Most people get angry about that. That isn't a kosher thing to do for somebody else to do. It's a negative action. So, okay, that's fair enough to think about that was an unethical action, and it's better if people don't do that. But that's something different than getting all flipped out because of it. I think you have to see for yourself.
Okay.
I think you have to see for yourself and watch those different instances in yourself and see if they're accurate and clear or if there's something else mixed in with it. Yeah. Right. You know, people often ask kind of, well, what about intuition? How about when you really know something? You know something's right. I don't know. I mean, there's different levels of that and different kinds of that. And sometimes I'm extremely skeptical of my intuition. Yeah? Because sometimes I just know it. I mean, I just know in the past it's been totally off. You know, and if I believe in my intuition sometimes, then what I do is I just block myself into some real, small category. So sometimes, I recognize, okay, well, there's this feeling, there's this intuition, but let's just be aware that it's there, but I'm not really going to believe in it until I get some more evidence. In Tibetan, there's not a difference between mind and heart. Okay? So in all this whole thing, it's not like we're sitting there, being some kind of intellectual buzzard. It's not this, okay, what am I feeling? What am I mindful of? What's going on? What's the mental path? It's just this very kind of soft, clear awareness. Okay? So you're not driving yourself nuts being mindful.
Well, and what's the goal?
The goal. Where are you going? Well, first of all, your ethical conduct's going to improve. Second of all, you're going to be able to concentrate more. You're going to be able to see, impermanence. You're going to be able to begin to see non-self. Okay, so there's all different kind of levels of understanding the mindfulness is going to bring and different ways it's manifest. Okay. So, let's just quietly for a few minutes.